Politics was the only factor. We have been in Accokeek, Maryland since 1977. The original Beretta company in Italy has been in the same small town for 500 years. And we would have been thrilled to stay in Maryland for hundreds of years more. But the anti-gun political climate just got to the point where we didn't think it was prudent from a business point of view to stay here. So we made the decision to move to Tennessee.
That's Jeff Ray, a member of the board of directors of Beretta USA, explaining to WTOP Radio why the company will move its manufacturing operations out of Prince George's County to a new factory in Tennessee. It's the company citing the state's new gun control law and potential changes to it as the reason 160 jobs are moving to Tennessee, though the company will keep other offices here in Maryland. Governor O'Malley's office responded saying they were disappointed at the announcement but defended the gun control law as a common sense measure. Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown defended the law today. Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan also weighing in. He joins us now. I take it you're disappointed, sir.
Well, I'm very disappointed. You know, it's not, we're losing 450 jobs, and these are, you know, hardworking people
I have to check. I have to check your numbers because Jeff Ray told us that it's 160 that are met. These are the manufacturing jobs. The other jobs are staying there. Nevertheless, okay. You're still losing jobs.
Either way, I went down and met with this group and met with the board and toured the factory and met many of these workers. And I can tell you they're great people, hardworking. And it's really sad. It's just the continuation of what we've seen for 8 years. You know, we've lost 8,000 businesses and 80,000 jobs.
The governor in his statement, lieutenant governor in his statement, says Maryland has created over 24,000 jobs in the last year. You cite the loss of manufacturing jobs over the last 8 years at 25,000. Isn't it? Now, the good news is those numbers are right on both sides, but isn't it a little unrealistic to expect Maryland to have the manufacturing base it had even as recently as the 80s?
I mean, well, first of all, I would argue that those numbers aren't the real numbers. The real numbers are from the day that the O'Malley-Brown administration started until now, unemployment has nearly doubled, and they've lost 80,000 jobs. So they're just citing a small window in time on recent job increases, but it still hasn't made up for the losses. The total impact is they've nearly doubled unemployment. They've lost 80,000 jobs. They've lost 26% of the manufacturing base and 25,000 manufacturing jobs.
Let me read you part of Lieutenant Governor Brown's statement. We did ask Lieutenant Governor Brown if he'd appear on our show today. They declined, but they sent a written statement. Jared Smith, his press secretary, did. We worked with Beretta on this issue, but it's clear they never planned on staying in Maryland, which is disappointing. At the end of the day, we understand why a gun manufacturer would oppose common sense gun safety measures, but Larry Hogan's opposition is more troubling. Hogan opposes a law that prevents the mentally ill from getting guns, bans the sale of automatic assault rifles and 30-round clips to protect our children, families, and police officers, even though advocates note the law is saving lives. Your reaction to that, sir?
Well, my reaction is that is complete nonsense. And once again, it's Anthony Brown trying to change the dialogue away from the fact that they've lost another business and they've lost more jobs. I made no statement whatsoever about the gun laws and, you know, this mental health thing they brought up. We're among the worst in the country. For 6 years during the O'Malley Brown administration, they've refused to report mental illness to the federal system. They just recently began. We're still among the worst in the country. I've been the one calling for this action, and it's been a position we've talked about over and over again. My primary focus is in keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. This administration has stonewalled it at every turn.
And very quickly, this issue came up in the primary. There were calls and calls on you, calls on the other candidates to take steps if elected to repeal the Firearms Safety Act or scale it back. Is that something you'll do if elected?
No, I said all during the primary I was not going to be able to repeal the Firearms Safety Act. I mean, it's not going to happen with this legislature. So I was the only Republican to say so.
All right. Larry Hogan, Republican candidate for governor. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.